Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Inside for Terry Hill. Shot the bottom gate. He'll run out of it. Terry Hill. He scores a try, little Tezza.
Cult hero of rugby league, Terry Hill, has died overseas. Hill, who played nearly 250 games for six clubs, winning the 1996 grand final with Manly, has reportedly died in the Philippines after suffering a heart attack. He was just 52 years old. Here with more is Nightly Sports editor Ben McClellan. Ben, you're a Manly man. What are your fondest memories of Terry Hill as a player?
Look, he was just a tenacious centre. He was. If there was ever a scrap, he was the first one in, and he played during an era of rugby league when you know fights were fights and men were men. So, look, he was ferocious as he was funny. So he was just always in it. He was the leading try scorer in 1997 during the height of the sort of ARL News Corp Super League war, where there were two rival competitions. You know, he was also quite a character. He was a regular on the footy show, loved his greyhounds. He was big at the Dapto Dogs, which our New South Wales listeners will know a lot about. Greyhounds, the greyhound industry has put out a statement saying not only was he this, you know, rugby league great, but he was also, you know, a big part of the greyhound industry. And he was very active with them. Look, you know, he played in one of the great Manly teams during a great period of rugby league. He played 14 origins for New South Wales. He was part of a very, very famous dust-up with Gordon Tallis, where they, you know, literally were face to face. Look, you know, there'll be a lot more said and done by people who obviously know Terry a lot better than I do, but a lot of his former teammates have already come out saying that, you know, he's always the life of the party. He was just a good bloke. We still don't know a lot of details about what's happened other than he suffered a heart attack. He was married to a local woman in the Philippines and understandably spent a fair bit of time there. He was, you know, raising money for a local orphanage, according to a report, and was with another great rugby league player of the 80s or the 90s, David Gillespie, who played with him at Wests, who just said it was a shock.
Yeah, definitely a shock. He also did some fantastic work for Lowe's menswear.
How can I forget?
The ads he did.
With probably Zero from memory.
Yeah, exactly. And Block of Roach, I think, maybe made an appearance there for Lowe's as well. He was never, you know, the most gifted rugby league player, but he was hard at it. And in the centres, he always seemed to be at the right spot, at the right time, and he knew how to find the try line.
He
knew how to sniff out the try line, no doubt about that. Terry Hill will be missed, and we'll look to see those tributes flowing in the days to come. Nightly Sports Editor Ben McClellan, thanks for joining me on the show.